di Ceda abbiamo...
Where are you off to today, Dave? W2T.
Spartanburg. Amy left her dongle that her keyboard and mouse used to connect to her computer. She left it at home, and I had to run it out there to her.
Let me get it over to her. I mean, she probably went to work real early this morning.
For anything. It doesn't matter. She takes her time about everything, so she wasn't worried about it. She didn't call me till the market had already opened. I was watching the market. She called me and wanted me to take it over there to her, so okay.
That's what to do. That's what you do. And also, what great things are you planning for today?
The trips over to the transfer station. When we get Christmas out of the attic, we got a whole bunch of other stuff too, and that's got transferred to the truck and then transferred to the transfer station. Then I'm going to come home, load up, and go fly.
Sounds like a good thing for today. Get that done, because it's supposed to be maybe a little damper tomorrow.
Series that haven't been cycled in a while, and I'm charging them all, so I plan on, when I get there, airplanes go in the sky, and they don't come out of the sky until I leave.
Sounds good. Well, at least that'll keep you out of trouble, or else it'll get you into a whole heck of a lot of trouble, one of the two.
Things I could be working on, but every now and then you got to stop and smell the roses, right?
Yep. And just like I spend most of the morning at the doctor's office for routine things, you know, fasting labs, my annual wellness check, my annual checkup where they do the ultrasound on the heart and all that stuff. So, you know, all of that had to be done and got my flu shot. So got a lot of things out of the way today.
You can check all those things off of the list and not have to be thinking about them anymore.
Well, I still get to go back in a couple of weeks and actually sit down with the doctor and talk to him, and he'll tell me all the good and the bad things and all the stuff that I need to do to get myself better, you know?
I had that conversation with the cardiologist, and I don't have another doctor. I figure one's enough.
I just have the one doctor. He's my family doctor for me. And I go to, but occasionally I have to deal with these other people. Like, you know, when I was having the cancer treatments, I had to deal with that doctor and things and for treatment for that. And then when I had my gallbladder taken out, that was another set of doctors. They were down in Florida, Jacksonville. So, you know, when you get to be my age and things start deteriorating a little bit, of course, I found out a few years ago that I've got a slight valve leak in my heart. But the doctor said back then, and from the looks of it, I've probably had it since I was a kid, and it's not gotten any worse. And so, but they'll send all the information from my ultrasound on the heart today, and to the cardiologist, and then he'll come back with a report. And in 2 weeks, I'll get it all. You know,
a chart thing where you can go see, you know, when ads is rolling in, you can see it and comment and that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how all that stuff works. I know that's there now.
And you can make appointments through them and confirm appointments and things like that, too. So, yeah, I'll get a notice probably tomorrow that says they've done all this stuff. My lab work will show up. I'll see that pop up. And then once the cardiologist reads the ultrasound thing from today, then that'll show up, and then I'll go get next week. I can go and sit down with my doctor, and he can explain it all to me in words of one or two syllables, because some of that stuff has got words that are so long that I'm not sure how many syllables are in the words.
Give it to me straight kind of a deal, right?
Yep.
Radio activities. You got any new contacts? Doing much of anything on ham radio?
Well, I get on every now and again. I haven't been on very much the last couple of days. I did some 20-meter sideband over the weekend. I did not get into the CW contest that was on over the weekend. Just had a lot of other things going on at church and all that stuff, too. So, And I've got sing outs coming up. I've got performances Friday. I'll be at Malden High School just about all day during the daytime, and then Saturday I'll be there from 9:30 that morning till about 9:30 that night when we finish up with the sessions we're having for the high school courses that we're bringing in an international barbershop quartet set of champions, and they're going to do some coaching for these high school choruses and a new chorus that we've helped start. And then we're putting on a show Saturday night, so I'll be at Malden High School starting about 9:30 on Saturday morning, and I'll get home, like I said, I'll leave there somewhere around 9 o'clock Saturday night headed home.
Schedule book that you use to keep up with all that. You're a busy man.
It's in this electronic brain that hangs on my hip.
I got one of those too, but it didn't have that much in it. It's got some stuff in it, but not that much. Anyway, Rusty, I'm at home. I stopped off at McDo and got lunch. So I'm going to go in there and eat lunch and change over the batteries and load up the truck. Now I'll be back on the radio in the truck in a little bit. WU2T, W4DJW.
All right, well, I ate a late breakfast because I couldn't have breakfast before I went, so they did everything in the doctor's office. In fact, they slid me in an hour and a half early for the ultrasound and got all that done. Anyway, you have a good day. We'll catch you later. W4DJW, W2T.